RI of WALP High School Football Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated open MRI and diagnostic imaging of WALP, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Clay's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, and for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe. Ocean First Bank, here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever, catch it, watch it, in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care, from tires to major repairs, on Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Open MRI of WALP High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
A battle of the unbeatens here tonight as we welcome you into Friday Night Football on our Open MRI of WALP Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk. It is 4-0 Neptune out of Class B North taking on 4-0 Brick Memorial out of A South. Should be a good one, and thanks so much for joining us here as we hit Week 5 past the halfway point before the state playoff cutoff for both of these teams here tonight. And certainly an interesting showdown of one of the best from Ocean County against one of the best from Monmouth County. Kind of take a break from the division rigmarole that's been going on the last few weeks to find out, Kevin, exactly where these teams are and where they are right now is pretty hot. Both of these teams averaging over 35 points per game. They are two of the most prolific offenses in the Shore, and both coming in undefeated at 4-0.
And Matt, I don't think there's any question. This is the marquee matchup of the weekend as far as a game that has no division or conference ramifications, but it is a high-powered showcase of two teams that have put points on the board in bunches. And I think each of them will find out when this one is over where they stand in terms of the greater picture. State playoffs, championship possibilities down the road. But this is one that a lot of people have looked forward to that was on their calendar the beginning of the year as a Brick Memorial hosts Neptune. As you said, a battle of 4-0 ball clubs.
Certainly as we hit the October weekend on the calendar, the weather is absolutely outstanding. The coach is Ed Sarluka down on the field tonight. And Ed here from Northern Ocean County in Brick Memorial on the campus of the Mustangs. About 70 degrees right now, not a speck of wind as the sun's starting to set a little bit. It is a great night for football.
Yeah, up around over 80 degrees down here during the day. Bright sun all day. Very humid night. Wouldn't be surprised to see some players cramping up. They had probably reached the 5-week stage where they didn't have to worry too much about dehydration, but I think that's back on tonight. You're going to have to take in a lot of water, but perfect night to play this one, Matt. As you said, not a whisper of a wind tonight. No effect on any of the passing game and kicking game.
Kevin, most recently, Neptune coming in off a 46-10 thrumping of Mattawan last week. That game was up in Mattawan, and for Brick Memorial, a 52-28 win last week over Tom's River East. As we said, both of these offenses rolling right now, and some marquee players to talk about in this game as well. You've got to basically start the conversation with the guy we had on last night on our Barnabas Health High School Football Show, Mike Basile, 12 touchdowns so far in the year. He's had a season's worth in a month.
Yeah, and you know what stands out, Matt, is the diversity. Two interception returns for touchdowns, six pass receptions for touchdowns, and four scoring runs. Amazing. You just don't see that in this day and age, but he has been an all-purpose, all-around player for these Mustangs, and he might be the one guy on the Brick Memorial roster who can match the quickness and speed of several guys on the Scarlet Flyers roster.
Yeah, that certainly could be a bit of a problem. We know Basile a good one, but how do the Mustangs match up, Ed, with the rest of the guys that Neptune has, both offensively and defensively? And the names, very similar. The quarterback for the Scarlet Flyers, Ajib Patterson, he has thrown for over 500 yards, close to 600, rushed for over 200. He's accounted for 9 touchdowns on the year. Does turn the ball over a little bit, has thrown 6 interceptions, but so far he is really taken to this spread offense that Mark Ciccatelli has in his second year here as the Scarlet Flyer head man.
Yeah, Matt, you got one thing you got to keep in mind. It's the first year he's been at the helm at quarterback. He was hurt most of the year last year, did not play much at all. Taking over for Jaheim Woods this year, he really went off last week, throwing for close to 350 yards. and four touches all in the first half, and then they pulled the pins off of Mattawan and just coasted the second half, didn't have to do much. So he is an outstanding player, can really throw the football deep. You don't see many high school kids throwing the football deep. You're going to see some 50 and 60-yarders tonight.
You're listening to the I Play America pregame show brought to you by I Play America. Get inside the fun at New Jersey's premier indoor theme park and educational complex located in Freehold. For event info, go to iplayamerica.com.
Kevin, when we talk about Neptune, the focus has usually always been on the offense because of the speed that the Scarlet Flyers have and have had basically since the school started playing football. So Patterson runs the show at quarterback, but he is not alone with weapons to work with. Miles Martin is the starting running back, and great wide receivers in both Jeff Fairbanks and Keith Kirkwood. They have combined for 13 catches, what might not sound like a whole bunch, but what Neptune does is they can threaten deep, they can threaten the corner, they can spread a defense out, and I would imagine that's what they'll do here tonight against Brick Memorial.
And of course, as Ed even touched on, you know, Patterson last week was basically out by halftime, so it's not like they've had to play 48 minutes every game. The two wide receivers present so many challenges for the other team. You know, you have Fairbanks, who we said last year we thought was one of the best receivers in the Shore, 8 catches for 169 yards and 2 touchdowns already. And then the freak, Keith Kirkwood, really best known as an outstanding basketball player, has never played organized football till this his senior year, and yet you look at him and you say, I'm looking at a football player. He's a very talented wide receiver. They needed a punter. He said, hey, I could punt. We were watching him in pregames. He punts the ball 50 yards. He kicks off, does about everything. And so I think the thing for Neptune and the difficult thing for Memorial is you almost have to think, Matt, if Neptune finds a way to slow down Mike Basile, they're going to take a lot of the Mustang offense away. However, when you're defensing Neptune, it's not one guy.
No, it's multiple guys for sure. And Ed, the trick here for Brick Memorial defensively would be, I would think in a way, and you certainly as a former defensive coordinator could talk about this a little bit more, does it become a case tonight for Brick Memorial of pick your poison? Can they maybe slow one or two options down, but that would obviously expose them in options 3 and 4?
Well, the quickest guy on the field for Memorial, obviously, is Mike Basile. He could only cover one of those receivers that Kevin mentioned, you know, from his safety position. They move him a lot. A lot of times you'll see him in the offensive backfield rushing off from the safety position. He is that quick and has quite a few sacks on the year. So Memorial's got to be able to cover deep, and that's what Kevin said. You know, he couldn't have hit it more perfect. You got to pick your poison. You don't know where to do. They'll spread you out, and what's good is that Mark Ciccatelli is an expert at calling and seeing what is going on, what Memorial is going to try to do, and then go to plan B.
You know, we haven't touched on yet the Brick Memorial quarterback, who's an outstanding offensive weapon in his own, in senior Ryan Saplinski. Had a huge game last week against Tom Zavrista, accounted for 6 touchdowns running and throwing. And, Matt, I almost get the impression that if Memorial really is going to have a good chance at winning this, and they are clearly the underdog, they need to score points. They're going to have to put points. Neptune is not getting shut down, and especially on a night like tonight with the weather. This is not a four. I'd be the most shocked guy in the place if it's a 14-7 game. So if Saplinski can keep the offense moving, if they can score some points, burn some clock, then I think Brick Memorial's very much in this game. However, too many 3-and-outs, and if Neptune hits a big one, all of a sudden you'll look up and it's 21-0, and then it becomes just a matter of what the final number is.
And among the wins that Neptune has had this year, we spoke last night with Mark Ciccatelli on our high school football show, Ocean the forfeit win, so throw that out. And also, the one that I want to talk about a little bit is the Long Branch game. It was a game that I believe you attended and saw in person, and it was a game that at least for the first half, Long Branch kind of had Neptune's number a little bit. What did they do that other teams have not been able to do this year?
Well, they ran the ball very effectively in the first half, Matt. The problem for Long Branch is they were playing catch-up all night. Neptune hit them with the opening kickoff for a touchdown. First pass play that Long Branch threw, they ran it back for a pick six. The second pass the Long Branch quarterback threw, they picked that off and ran that back off, back in for pick six. So it was 20-0, you know, and by the way, the one Achilles heel of Neptune might be their extra point team, if you could call, you know, if you could say. They score so many, usually extra points don't mean anything. But before you knew it, Long Branch was down 20-0. from there on, they played Neptune pretty straight. Of course, they fell behind so much, it's tough to get back in the game when you're down 20-0 that quick. You've got to reorganize your team. You don't know when to stop running the ball because, obviously, when you run the ball, it takes time to travel the length of the field and get in the end zone. They did it effectively, so, you know, that's what they did to keep the score down. Can Memorial do that tonight? That's what they're going to have to do in order to stay in this one. Keep the ball away from Neptune. Don't let them score on special teams and any other gadget types of situations. You know, punt returns, kickoff returns. That's what Neptune does so well.
Normally, I'd say we'd be getting ready for kickoff, but we seem to be in a little bit of a delay. We're after 7 o'clock, and Neptune has been on the field for about 5 minutes. We've not seen...
Memorial is walking through the gate now, Matt.
Okay, Brick Memorial, maybe they got stuck in a traffic jam going back and forth.
Could, or they could have gotten lost.
That's true.
Yeah, they might have... GPS wasn't working or something like that.
Take a right when the left should have been made.
Tonight's game, by the way, presented by Open MRI of Wall. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore.
Kind of a weird weekend of football here in the Shore Conference. There are a lot of teams on the bye this weekend and a very slow day of games tomorrow, but that does yield a pretty busy game schedule tonight. Some of these games are already up and running. Monsignor Donovan has opened up a 3-0 lead on Point Barrow. Check that now and say 6-0 Monsignor Donovan as they lead that one. They play in the second quarter. Other games that have already started, we're waiting for scores to come in. Howe playing at Tom's River East. Pinelands is at Long Branch. Sayreville visiting Freehold Township. All these other games getting kicked off right where we are. Shore at Holmdel. Freehold playing at Red Bank Catholic. Middletown South is home for Manasquan. Brick will visit Wall. It is Highland Park Entertaining Keensburg, Middletown North, and Old Bridge. And probably if this game is number one on the schedule, Kevin, game number two or 1A or 1B, depending on how you look at it, is Asbury Park and Point Beach. That game just getting kicked off at 7 o'clock tonight as well.
As you said, yeah, interesting schedule tonight, a relatively quiet day tomorrow, certainly in terms of significant games. Several of the games are later starts tomorrow because of SAT testing, 2:30 or so. But there are some good games tonight, but I believe a dozen teams on the bye, the most you'll have at any one weekend this year. Brick Memorial has hit the field, and we are moments away from the coin toss brought to you by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, affiliates of Barnabas Health, Everyday Extraordinary. Ed will take care of that on the field for us in just a couple minutes.
We should say it's a busy SAT weekend, which maybe played some role in the schedule with teams being off a little bit. Couple of other reminders for you during the course of the weekend. No Monmouth University football tomorrow. Hawks are on the bye, and Jets football not taking place on Sunday as Gangrene will take on the Texans on Monday night.
Captains are heading on the field for Neptune. Miles Martin, Peter Askew, David Calderone, and Jeff Fairbanks. For Brick Memorial, Cody Pinna. We'll pick it up over here. I guess captains introducing one another. Cody Pinna, Ryan Siplinski, Rich Kuhn.
Right, good luck to everybody. Guys, I'll introduce my crew real quickly. Mr. Warner is going to be in the defensive backfield. He's going to have the 25-second clock. Mr. Moore will be on this sideline, on the white sideline. Mr. Ditchkus will be on the green sideline. Mr. Zampel and I, Mr. Sertival, will be in the middle of the field. Guys, the only thing we ask you is that when the ball is on the ground, if you get it back to the officials, we'll get you more plays. We'll have some fun. All right, White, you're the visiting team. Kennedy, half a dollar, head and a tail. You can call it now.
Tails.
Called tails. Head, green has won the coin toss. He would like to receive. Very good. White, they're going to receive.
Brick Memorial won the toss and have elected to receive.
The one cap that I missed for the Mustangs, let's throw that out, Jake Lombardo. So I think that tells you a little bit about this game right off the bat. Matt, I think you'd probably agree about 80% of the time teams will defer. Brick Memorial, I think, realizes, hey, we don't want to be down 7-0 before we even get the ball on offense. They're going to take the ball first.
That is 100% correct. I would agree with you on that point. Brick Memorial will receive after we take a timeout. We break for the national anthem. We'll be back in this beautiful night for football. We pause for 2 minutes. Brick Memorial, 4-0, playing host to 4-0 Neptune. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And you've been listening to the I Play America pregame show. Get inside the fun at New Jersey's premier indoor theme park and educational complex located in Freehold. For event info, go to iplayamerica.com.
And we are back here from Brick Memorial High School. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluka, the broadcast crew, ably assisted as always by the ultra-talented Brad Burescano, Lauren Bajica back in the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. Keyshawn Rice will kick off. He kicks from left to right. Mike Basile settles under it at the two-yard line. Coming left across the field, makes a move of the 25, comes forward and dives out to the 30-yard line where Brick Memorial will have it first down and 10. Ryan Saplinski is the senior quarterback wearing number 7, 6'1", 200 pounds. Senior Nick Costa will start in the backfield tonight, number 44. The wide receivers are Carl Kuhn and Joe Hans, Mike Basile and Cody Pinho. Matt Marola and Nick Marola, the two offensive tackles, John Devaney and Rich Kuhn, the guards, and Tom Sindel is the center. Three-man line for Neptune, David Calderon and Shaquille Giddens, the two ends. Geis Pierce is the nose man. Give you the rest of the alignment after this first down play. From the shotgun, Saplinski will keep it and will be dropped in the backfield for a five-yard loss. There was a penalty flag out as well. I believe Brick Memorial will be whistled for a illegal procedure. I would think Neptune would decline that and take the down. Rest of the starters for the Scarlet Flyers, the linebacking corps, Byron Campbell and Aaron Washington outside. Jose Caraballa is the middleman, and the five secondary players, Kyle Lewis, Shaquem Richardson, the corners, the safeties, Sekou Harris, Miles Martin, and Jeff Fairbanks.
You're right, Matt. They did decline the penalty. They'll take the play, which will be a loss of about five, so it'll bring up second and close to 15.
Try to keep you updated on scores as we do each and every Friday night. Asbury Park has opened up a 7-0 lead on Point Beach. Second down now in 14. We're just up and running here from Brick Memorial High School, and the Mustangs will use an early timeout. Obviously, Walt Curry saw something he did not like. This is not the start that the Mustang side would have hoped for.
Interesting, guys, that they kicked the ball right to the number one man for the Mustangs, Mike Basile. Neptune showing a little...
I find it more interesting that Brick Memorial's first two plays result in a five-yard loss, which would have been a penalty, and then a forced timeout. That is not a good start.
Ed, we'll pass this along to you. Your first assignment of the night, number 26 for Brick Memorial, not on our roster, but we could appreciate the number. He was the other guy back for Basile and is pretty close to where you are right now. Second down and 14 after the timeout. Costa, the single back behind Saplinski, who will likely be in this pistol-type formation for the entire night. Trips off to the right side. Basile, the single wingman receiver, off to the left. Blitz coming. Saplinski wants to throw over the middle. The catch is made. And off to the races is Carl Cube. To the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Brick Memorial. Carl Kuhn able to break a couple of tackles around midfield and explode for a 76-yard touchdown pass.
Well, how's that for sending a message? They big played the biggest play team at the shore. Brick Memorial with a great play. Saplinski hit Kuhn in stride, and that was the key, Matt. He hit him as he was flying down the middle of the field, and he just ran past everyone and all the way into the end zone.
Great start for Brick Memorial after a penalty and a timeout taken. Here's Ryan Saplinski on for the extra point, this to make it 7-0. 76 yards. That one up and good. Brick Memorial leads 7-0. We'll step out for a quick 30-second timeout. We're back right after this quick break. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Our opening score of the night brought to you by Patty Romano of REMAX at Barnegat Bay Real Estate with a personal touch where service doesn't end at 5. When it's results that count, count on Patricia Romano of REMAX at Barnegat Bay. Visit soldbypatty.com.
Quite a start here for Brick Memorial on their home field and homecoming here for the Mustangs. They lead it 7-0. Just 34 seconds into the first quarter, the long 76-yard hookup from Ryan Saplinski to Carl Kume. And Saplinski will stay on to kick off back deep. Miles Martin, number 23, and number 3, Keyshawn Rice. Let's see how Neptune answers as Brick Memorial has drawn first blood. Ball in the middle of the field from the 40-yard line. A little pooch kick here. Popped up at the 25-yard line. It will be picked up a little slow to grab it. And out over the 25-yard line, number 1, Aaron Washington. And Neptune will start with the football here at the 26-yard line where it is first down and 10. Greg Forca on the tackle. Offensively for the Scarlet Flyers, they come in red hot. 46 points a week ago against Mattawan. Ajee Patterson is the quarterback. Miles Martin, the starting running back. Jeff Fairbanks, Keith Kirkwood, the wide men, the slot receivers, Sekou Harris, Keyshawn Rice, Shaquille Giddens, and David Calderon, the tackles, John Seidel, and Jameer Henderson, the guards, Peter Askew, is the center. Empty backfield here for Patterson, wanting to throw. Now going to be flushed in the pocket, hold, throw it deep down the sideline. This one up for grabs and will fall incomplete. Kirkwood was the intended receiver, Ryan Saplinski, on the coverage. For Brick Memorial, up front, Cody Pinho and Jake Lombardo, the two ends, John Schaefer, Rich Kuhn, the tackles, Gio Mergola, and Yanni Kitrilakis, the outside linebackers, Nick Costas, the middleman, Ryan Saplinski, and Karan Walker, the corners, Joe Hans and Mike Basile, the two safeties. Second and 10 now for Neptune. Again, it looks like Patterson will operate with an empty backfield. Has a wing receiver combination off to his left and trips back to his right. Miles Martin, the running back, goes wing right. Second and 10 now for the Scarlet Flyers from the 26. Patterson wants to throw. That's off a good ball. It is caught by Kirkwood, who will come forward, be stopped just shy of midfield at the 48-yard line. That one will go as a gain of 21, and Neptune has it. First down and 10. We're still not yet a minute in to this first quarter, and Brick Memorial leading at 7-0.
Well, first two plays, Matt, as you can see upstairs, no pressure at all from the defensive front for Memorial. They've got to provide a little pressure and make Patterson get rid of it a little quicker.
Patterson again, empty backfield. Slot receiver combination off to the left side. Man in motion was Harris. They'll flare to the outside. That catch made by Fairbanks. Stays on his feet, takes it into Memorial territory. Tripped up at the 37-yard line. That tackle made by Brandon Martinez, number 2. And it will be a first down and 10 for Neptune. Couple of plays and popping right down the field are the Scarlet Flyers.
You know, you understand the philosophy. You don't want to let these guys get deep, Matt, but they're giving him so much room. Neptune can run 10-yard patterns all night long, and the receivers will be wide open. They're backing off. Look, we're looking right now. They're playing 7-8 yards off the line of scrimmage.
Kirkwood, the widest man, near side, far sideline to the left, rather. Fairbanks staying near sideline to the right. Patterson, again, has not had a running back into the game the entire first series. Man was falling down. Kirkwood could have swore that was an illegal start.
Swore like six guys moved before the ball was snapped.
No flag comes out. Brick Memorial looking for the call. They won't get it. It sets up second and 10 off the incompletion.
Matt and Kevin, I'm ready. You know, as the temperature drops a little bit, grass getting a little wet, Kirkwood that time slipped as he made his cut.
Patterson here going to check the defense. Overson trips off to the wide side of the field. The offensive left, ball set here from the right hash mark. Quick swing pass to the outside. Caught by Martin. In trouble in the backfield. Able to break the play in the line of scrimmage and get maybe a yard. Nick Costa among those on the tackle for Brick Memorial to bring up a third down and a long 9 for the Scarlet Flyers.
Well, first big third down here. You would think Neptune's in four down territory already, Matt, at the Brick Memorial 38-yard line. There'd be no reason to punt if they don't get it here.
Fairbanks as the team's leading receiver. 8 catches coming in. He's got one already tonight. Going to go far sideline to the right as the wide man of the formation. Keyshawn Rice is the slot man that side. And Miles Martin sets up as a wing back to the right side with Harris and Kirkwood up top to the left. Patterson looking things over. Back judge is counting things down. Martin will go in motion. Set himself behind the formation. Option play this time to the right side. Brick Memorial snuffs it out, and they will drop Patterson in the backfield. Jake Lombardo on the tackle. He will lose 2 yards, Patterson will, and it will bring up a fourth and 12.
Nice defensive play by the Stangs that time. Neptune looked a little bit confused, as you said, counting it down. They almost didn't get the play off in time, and maybe now they're going to send the punt team at the 39 back on the field, and they will.
Keith Kirkwood is the punter. Mike Basile will go back and await the kick, stand about his own 10-yard line.
Matt, what you don't want to do here is punt it into the end zone. You at least want to try and angle it and, you know, maybe pin Memorial back. Remember, Kirkwood is a relatively inexperienced punter.
Certainly an area that a fake could take place as well. On fourth down here in 12, Miles Martin is the up man. He calls out the cadence. Kirkwood gets it. He will step into it. Tried to hang it up in the air, but instead shanks it a little bit off to his left. It will roll out right at the first down marker and goes about a 12-yard punt where Brick Memorial will get it here first down and 10 from the 27-yard line. They lead it 7-0.
There's a case of an inexperienced punter who probably his job for the most part this year when Neptune has had the punt is just kick it as far as you can. Here he's trying to pin him back and really not much there. So Memorial will not be in bad shape at all. Second possession of the night.
And they can really make a statement here, try to get up on Neptune and play from in front, even though this game was still so much time left, just 8:28 to go in the first quarter. Splitting out wide to the left side of the formation, Joe Hans as the widest man in the slot. Far side slot is Carl Kuhm. He's got the touchdown catch already. Here's Costa on the carry up the middle, and he will pick up 9.5, maybe 10 yards. First carry of the night for the junior running back. Jeff Fairbanks in on the tackle. It will bring up a second down and one.
Well, I think Brick Memorial clearly is.
I think they're motivated.
Yeah,
right
I was going to say, I don't think there's any lack of confidence.
By the way, on that punt, you know, the snapper on that is Uji Patterson. So, you know, interesting.
Quarterback to receiver.
Quarterback is the snapper.
Basile in motion. Another give up the middle for Costa. He'll bounce forward off tacklers at the line of scrimmage. Come forward, get the first down. That tackle made by Aaron Washington, number one for Neptune. Brick Memorial takes it out to their own 42-yard line. 7:46 to go in the first quarter, and the Mustangs leading at 7-0.
We've mentioned quite a few times this year that Costa running the ball as the A-back for Anthony Miller, who was injured in the first scrimmage of the year and is out for the year with a torn ACL.
Trips this time again off to the left. It'll be an option play off the left side. Sapwinski will dive forward and get good yardage to the 48-yard line. Pickup of 6 will leave Brick Memorial with a second and 4. Saquon Harris on the tackle.
Well, I tell you, Matt, if you can get yourself 5, 6, 7 yards on first down, it just changes the whole series. Memorial, 2 first downs in a row. The first one, 8 yards. That one, 7 yards. Second and 3, you can use just about anything on the playbook.
Now, what I was going to say, if Brick Memorial can consistently run the football tonight, it will make life a heck of a lot easier.
No doubt about it.
Second down here, let's call it 4. 6:50 to go, and the clock running in the first quarter. Again, trips off to the left side of the formation. Basile will come in motion. Wingman to the right. Sapwinski on a quarterback. Keith, he'll slip through the line. Stay on his feet. Get to the 40-yard line. Have a first down. And into Neptune territory. Upended by Shaquem Richardson. And the Mustangs moving the ball on the ground.
Well, I tell you, I love the way Sapwinski on those last couple of carries basically rode that ball into the A-back's belly. And just as he's about to get hit, pulled it out. And at that time, Costa was tackled by 3 Neptune players. Unfortunately for them, he didn't have the ball.
And it sets up an option pitch to Basile. But Sapwinski, the last couple of times, hasn't even looked Basile's way. Reading it very well that he's got some open room to work with. Basile will go in motion. They'll run it off the left side. Sapwinski into the open field for just a second. Then held up but able to come forward. Break the plane to the 25-yard line. Fall forward to the 24. He will pick up 14 yards. Shaquem Richardson there on the tackle. And once again, Brick Memorial firing off the ball. Think about 6, 7 yards. The last couple of plays, it's been 10, 12, and that last carry, 14 yards.
Well, this is almost like you draw it up, Matt. I mean, this is executed to perfection in the first couple of minutes.
Meanwhile, how much better has Ryan Saplinski gotten from last year and even the first game this year?
Yeah.
Hans Kuhm and Pinho trips off to the right side. Here's the inside carry for Costa. And he'll work his way forward to about the 22-yard line. That'll go as a gain of close to 2.5, maybe 3. Byron Campbell on the tackle. Second down and 7 coming up. 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Just joining us, 7-0 already. Brick Memorial here from the home of the Mustangs.
About ready to try and get Basile outside here, guys. Look for it now on the pitch, especially if Basile goes in motion.
Point Beach, Asbury Park, end of the first quarter. That game is tied at 7. Pinho will go in motion. Saplinski wants to throw. He's got Basile open down the seam. He'll have it for a first down. Down to the 5-yard line where it will be first and goal. Richardson on the tackle. And the Mustangs putting on an offensive clinic so far here in quarter number one.
Yeah, that time instead of Basile coming in motion, he just went downfield, ran a quick slant, and actually, Matt, the pass behind him a little bit, had Saplinski led him, it would have been a touchdown. He had to stop and come back, took a big hit, but was able to hang on to it, and the Stangs inside the 5, first down and goal, 4:57 left in a first quarter. That so far has been all Brick Memorial.
Got to really take advantage of opportunities when you have them in Brick Memorial. Trying to go up big here in the first quarter. Koster the single back. Pinho in motion. Saplinski will take it off the left side here. Hit at the line of scrimmage, but able to dive forward inside the 3-yard line. Get close to the 2. That tackle made by Calderon. And it will be second and goal now for the Mustangs with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. They try to build on a 7-0 advantage.
Actually, it was Calderon, Matt, who provided the 3-yard gain for Memorial. As you saw, he tackled him on the 5, but pushed him forward to the 2.
Saplinski will try a quarterback sneak here. Dive forward. Did he get in? No signal yet. Mustangs say it's a touchdown. Now the officials will agree. Brick Memorial, 2 possessions, 2 touchdowns. They lead it 13-0 with the extra point upcoming. Give that one to Ryan Saplinski from 2 yards out.
Well, they don't do it a whole lot, but he went up under center that time. He just ran the straight quarterback sneak. Good push by the offensive center. The easy 2-yard touchdown.
Saplinski on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. Knuckles its way up, but through. 14-0. Brick Memorial leads. 4:06 to go. Quarter number one. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Tonight's game powered by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Take care of your car. Visit Mark's Transmission at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River. 732-244-7300. Same old guy, just a new name, Mark's Transmission.
Well, credit Brick Memorial with an outstanding game plan here so far. 4:06 to go in the first quarter. They lead Neptune by a score of 14-0. A couple of other quick scores to pass along. Toms River East, a 7-0 advantage on Howell. That's late in the first quarter. Wall and Brick scoreless after the first quarter.
Game plan on the kickoffs, guys, is to pooch it. They do not want to give up the big home run to the deep guys. So look for the same type of kick. Hopefully land it on about the 30-yard line.
Saplinski will kick off. Put it in the direction of Aaron Washington, number one. Saplinski waiting for instructions which way to kick it. Now he will, in the direction of the same man, Washington. He'll pick it up inside his 30-yard line, get out to about the 32, run out of bounds. Same man on the tackle, Greg Forca, as the last sequence. And the Scarlet Flyers now trail it 14-0. Come on with the offense.
And the Stangs have made the decision. They'll give them the ball at the 30, 32-yard line every time. They just don't want to risk that long return. So Neptune on offense, their first possession, actually not a bad one. They got down to the 38, but a couple of losses, and all of a sudden they had to punt it away. So here we go.
Here's A.G. Patterson again to operate with an empty backfield. Trips this time off to the left, two receivers back to the right. Brick Memorial with a 4-man line. The three linebackers pretty deep, about five and a half yards back off the line of scrimmage. Patterson wants the snap, wants to throw, going to go down the seam. He's got a man open, Kirkwood, who cannot hang on to the football, dropped it at midfield as he hit the turf. It'll bring up second and 10.
You know, very dangerous, Kevin. I'm sure you saw it as he rolled over. The ball had never hit the ground. He popped the ball up almost. Basile picks it off.
Block punt. Point Beach capitalizing. They lead Asbury Park 14-7. Wall up top 6-0. And Middletown South leads Manasquan 14-0. Patterson wants to try the right side this time. He's got Fairbanks on the catch. He'll pick up 12 yards and have a first down out to about the 43, maybe the 44-yard line.
Me, the game plan here for Neptune has to be simple. Don't be greedy. Brick Memorial is giving you the 10-yard sideline pattern every time. Take the 10 and keep moving down the field. That's what I do.
3:45 to go in the first quarter. Got to change the down marker on the far sideline to get back to 1. It was still reading third down. Red Bank Catholic leading Freehold Borough 7-0 as the score is all starting to come in. Patterson hasn't had a running back in the backfield with him all night. He'll do the same thing here again. Trips this time off to the left. And two receivers back to the right. Ball snapped from the right hash mark. Wanting to throw again. This one batted down to the line of scrimmage and almost intercepted by Nick Costa, the middle linebacker who came up and charged hard. It'll go as an incompletion and bring up 2nd and 10.
Good pressure from Cody Pinho, who was able to get right in Patterson's face and make a little contact with him after the pass.
Yeah, what Neptune looks like they want to try and do is keep those wings in to block. That's why they're providing Patterson with plenty of time. Miles and Harris staying in to block, not often in the pattern. It's basically a two-man pattern.
Foray out into the pattern this time. Patterson has time as Kirkwood finds an empty spot of the zone and sits down. Makes the catch right at the first down mark. You're going to be pretty close as the ball into Brick Memorial territory at the Stang 46-yard line. Referee will take a look, and I believe they will bring the chains on to measure. I think it's a first down.
Ed, let me throw this one at you. If they're going to keep those slot guys in the block, it really means they're only sending out two or three on the pattern.
Exactly.
Would you consider taking a guy, maybe a linebacker, putting them up on the receiver on the line of scrimmage, at least getting them off their pattern, because they're getting 8-10 yards downfield and just finding a seam very easily?
Well, maybe until they get in the end zone, let's play it like they're doing it right now. I'm sure that's the philosophy of the Mustangs defense. And then when they get close and get into the end zone, maybe they'll go back out and cover him with man coverage underneath and somebody over top. But
yeah,
Right now, you're right. They're giving them that pattern. One thing Memorial does well, and they've done it well for so many years, is they pursue to the football. After that ball is thrown, they'll have 5 or 6 hats around the football, and that's a key when you're playing a team like Neptune that wants to throw those hitch passes.
Prevent the yards after catch.
First down for Neptune by about a half a football, so Patterson will send his teammates right back to the line of scrimmage here. This time it'll be Martin, Rice, and Fairbanks to the right side of the formation. Kirkwood and Harris will go as a slot receiver set off the left side of the formation. Patterson checks the armband. Now wants to move Martin, and he will. Set him as a wingman to the left side of the formation. Now put Rice in motion. Rice will get the carry. Jet sweep off the left side. Rice stays on his feet down the far sideline. Pushed out of bounds inside the 30-yard line, down to about the 26. Tackle made by Joe Hans, but a long run that time of 20 yards as Neptune will now have it 1st and 10 from the Brick Memorial 26.
Well, when Neptune runs that jet sweep, which is what that was, maybe we should call it the supersonic jet sweep because they have the speed, and I thought Memorial had a defense pretty good, but he got the corner.
2.5 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Patterson again from that shotgun look with the empty backfield, trips this time off to the right side in order: Martin, Rice, and Fairbanks. Harrison Kirkwood staying far sideline to the left. Plenty of time for Patterson. Now going to be flush in the pocket. Step up into the rush. He'll break the plane of the line of scrimmage and wind up getting a couple yards down to about the 23 for a gain of 3. Pinho and Kuhn combining on the tackle should bring up about a 2nd down and 7.
That's a covered sack because he had time, couldn't find a receiver open, so credit the defensive backfield doing their job that time. Just reaching the two-minute mark in the opening quarter, Brick Memorial's jumped out on Neptune 14-0.
Fairbanks, the near side wide receiver, up top to the left is Kirkwood. Both of those guys have some speed and normally pretty good hands as Patterson gets the instructions from the sideline. Now talks to his skill players. The lineman already down in a three-point stand. Trips this time to the right side. Patterson wanting to go downtown. He'll play it safe in the flat. Cannot hook up with Martin. As he checked down to the safety valve, Miles Martin, it goes incomplete and will bring up a third and seven.
Gio Mergallo is right there on the coverage. Well, we know Neptune's clearly mad in four-down territory here, so they'll have a couple of shots here at converting the first down and keeping this drive going. I think what's an important drive for them.
Well, if they punted it like last time, 12-yard punt, they fit it back inside the 10. Third down and seven with a buck 34 remaining in the first quarter. 14-0. Brick Memorial. Stags have had the ball twice. They have scored twice.
One thing Ciccatelli is doing over there on the offensive plays, he's waiting until Memorial is set on defense.
Man in motion here is Harris. Little action fake to him. Up the middle with a quarterback draw. On his feet is Patterson, bouncing it down towards the 10-yard line. He'll have a first down, and it looks like they will spot it just outside the 10-yard line. So Neptune will have an opportunity for, I believe, a first down. We'll call it first and 10 from the 11. Nice individual effort by a G. Patterson.
And in the battle of quarterbacks, credit Patterson, stiff-armed Ryan Saplinski and actually knocked him right to the ground.
Patterson again looking over that armband. He's got four rushing touchdowns on the year so far. Man in motion will be Rice. Up the middle again with the quarterback draw. And again, Patterson bounces forward. Took a hard hit from Basile. But close to the first down, Marco. Let's see where they stop this football. If it's inside the one, it should be first and goal. I believe the referee will say first down, and he will. So Neptune will have four cracks at the goal line here, trying to sneak their way back into this one. 14-0 to score with exactly a minute now and rolling in the first quarter.
Pretty pesky runner, huh? He's tough to bring down. They faked the jet sweep, and he kept it that time. And actually looked like the Stags had him stop, but he ran out of a couple tackles.
Might be looking for it again. He'll step up under center this time. A straight quarterback sneak over the top. Nothing doing this time. As Brick Memorial expecting that. No gain on the play. Will bring up a second down and goal from inside the one-yard line.
Good penetration by the nose tackle that time. I think it was big number 67 for Memorial, and he knocked the center back, which didn't allow Patterson to get any forward movement.
Halftime score. This was an early start. Point Burrow leading Monsignor Donovan by a score of 7-6. Clock is winding down. I don't believe Neptune will have to snap it.
Now they're going to let it run out, Matt.
And that will take us to the end of the first quarter. A first quarter dominated, at least on the scoreboard, by Brick Memorial. But Neptune knocking on the door. They'll have it second and goal from inside the one when we come back after this 30-second timeout with the Mustangs leading 14-0. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.